My next guest, Robin Witten, is the founder and editor of Audiophile, the magazine on audiobooks. Since 1992, Audiophile has chronicled the audiobook industry and its incredible advances in the last 20 years. The magazine's reviews and recommendations have been a resource to audiobook listeners, libraries, booksellers, and industry professionals. Audiophile publishes bi-monthly print issues, has a fantastic website, and maintains a dynamic social community. Welcome, Robin. Thanks so much for stopping by the Book Report.
Hello, Elaine. I'm so glad to be here.
And listeners, this is going to be a regular segment with Robin, who is absolutely the maven of audiobooks. Robin, how did you get Audiophile started?
Well, Elaine, I'm a listener, and that's where I started in 1992, thinking I really would like to know more about what audiobooks are out there. And that was a long time ago. Ever since then, I've been working to help listeners discover, you know, great things to listen to in audiobooks, find out what's there, what's new, and really bring all the exciting audiobooks right up front so people can find them.
All right. So I know that Audiophile is much more than a magazine. It's a great magazine which publishes every other month. Is that correct?
That's right. Six times a year in print.
All right.
And we're beautiful in print. And it's also available online as a digital magazine. But we also have a website, a mobile app. We do newsletters. We try to take these ideas about good listening to people on whatever platform they're on.
Okay, let's say it now, and we'll say it again. How do listeners find you online?
We are at audiophilemagazine.com, and that is spelled with an F, A-U-D-I-O-F-I-L-E magazine.com.
Oh, all right, okay. So tell us about the social community that you've started as well.
Also, we have the audiobook community is a social community that allows listeners to come in, have a blog about what they're listening to, jump in, make comments about audiobooks that are being talked about, hear what some of the we have quite a lot of narrators who post about their projects and what they're recording in the studio. And so it's quite a fun community to be a part of, or just see what's going on.
Right. And I know that the magazine is kind of segmented into genres, mystery, and that's great. It's so easy to use. You pick your genre and then you find what's new and notable.
Right. We do, you know, we think that most listeners have favorite genres and topics. And, you know, this week it may be a mystery, and next week it may be a biography. And so we try to focus a lot of the sections of the magazine as well as the website and announcements of new titles all around the subjects. We also have, you know, try to highlight authors, particularly with new books, because that's usually the way we hear about authors. You know, Stephen King has a new book coming out. We may not know what the name of it is, but that also is a point that listeners can find new audiobooks.
All right. So I know that the magazine has kind of gone in depth about our next four selections that we're going to be talking about on this show. So let's jump right in. What we're going to preview next is Jerusalem, the biography by Simon Montefiore. Do you want to talk about that a little?
I do. What an interesting biography, if you will. You know, the idea of giving a city a biography is quite a fun idea. And what I think that Montefiore does so well is, you know, he populates the city with all the personalities throughout its 1,000 years of history. And they got just the right narrator to do it. John Lee is the narrator of Jerusalem, and he has the most amazing variable voice that can give just a little touch to different characters who are being sort of talked about as part of Jerusalem's history.
And as everybody knows, I mean, Montefiore's family, their history is so much a part of Jerusalem's history. All right, the next one is someone that's making a lot of headlines right now as perhaps the next Stieg Larsson, Joe Nesbo. We're going to be previewing Redbreast this time around, but we've recently previewed the leopard and the snowman. Talk about that for a moment.
Well, again, you know, when you're listening to one of the Nesbo thrillers, it comes down to who's telling you the story. And again, wonderful casting. This is Robin Sachs, who is a British narrator, who seems to be able to get absolutely inside the head of our inspector, Harry Hole, and to really bring the atmosphere alive, the characters. He's up to all the globe trotting and changes of locales, and you know, it's a wonderful listen.
Well, speaking of which, another book which actually you suggested that we preview and we're taking your very professional advice is a brand new edition, audio edition of Dr. Zhivago. Tell us the inside story on that.
Well, you know, it is a classic that probably in picking it up out of the library, it's not something that you would would fly off the shelves. But I think we all remember the fabulous movie from the 70s. And also this new recording by Lorna Raver, you know, sort of brings out the drama, the romanticism, the incredible literature of Dr. Zhivago.
Who could ever forget Omar Sharif? He was yummy. Okay, so the last book we're going to talk about with you today is actually Last Man in Tower by the wonderful Indian author who won a Booker Prize. Tell us your read on that.
Well, it's interesting. We're talking about several of these stories that depend on the characters or are filled with many interesting characters, as the Adiga is. And all of these Indian characters in the city of Mumbai are very playfully handled by the narrator, Sam Dastur, in the audiobook of Last Man in Tower, because while the narrative is quite straightforward and clear, all of the small characters who have these little bit parts, if you will, are given fabulous accents that give them a real personality. And Sam Dastur is a very interesting actor. He's a British actor also, who has really made his career on narrating some of the great stories about India, including Passage to India, Jewel in the Crown, and all the mysteries, H.R.F. Keating's Inspector Gautier's mysteries that are all set in India.
This is really so cool that you're able to share all this inside knowledge of the narrators and the books. What a great resource for listeners.
Well, it is fun to kind of get a, you can hear the sample, but you also to know a little bit more about how the actors approach the stories. And, you know, it's really the voice that makes the magic when you're listening.
How many audiobooks do you listen to a month?
Well, Audiophile has lots of other people listening. I listen to a few, but we are doing, you know, we are covering about 50 audiobooks every week.
All right. So tell listeners again the website.
The website is audiophilemagazine.com.
And the great news for all of us listeners is that Robin's going to be a monthly guest on the show. Thanks so much, Robin.
Thank you, Elaine. It was fun to talk about audiobooks.
All right. See you next month.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.